Maybe we'll start this evening with Derry City. They are in Conference League qualifying action a bit later in Croatia. They didn't quite get over the line against CSKA Sofia in Europa League qualifying, but is it fair to say they gave a fairly decent account of themselves over the two legs?
They did. Like, Sofia would be, I suppose, the top club in Europe. You know, the expectations would be to be a lot higher ranked than Derry as well. So going under the second leg, they were behind, but by all accounts, they gave a really good account of themselves and were can count themselves unlucky not to get a result at home.
And it was marred a wee bit about the crowd trouble at the Brandywell last week. Derry received a fine of €20,000. Sofia, for their involvement, got €50,000 for their involvement in it. It wasn't a great look from either club. What did you make of the whole situation?
Yeah, I just seen a few videos and stuff of it. Look, it's disappointing when that happens. Suppose the crowd control in the Brandywell, by all accounts, the away spectators are very close to the home spectators for the game. So there's a chances of it spilling over, and it obviously did. And then seeing kids and stuff going on the pitch doesn't look good, you know. We don't really see it much here in Ireland, in fairness, in games. So, thankfully. So, again, they're obviously fined by UEFA for it and fined heavily. So, hopefully we don't see that again.
Derry, tonight they're away to Rijeka. No doubt it'll be another hostile atmosphere in Croatia this time. What would you say would be a good result to bring back to the Brandywell next week?
Well, in Europe, but Irish teams in general in Europe, no, haven't fared that great over the years away from home. A lot of the reasons for that was timing and stuff. But the League of Ireland clubs now in recent years have had some brilliant results in Europe. You know, Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne and stuff the last few years. So Derry will be looking to emulate that. But I think Derry's ambition will be to try and get to the group stages of the Conference League. I think realistically they should be aiming for that. Obviously tonight's tie over the two legs will be difficult, but I think they've every confidence, you know, at that level that they can do something.
From a manager's point of view, heading into Europe, would you rather have the first leg of these ties away from home, or would you rather maybe do it at home first and get a win under your belt, or does it really matter? What do you think?
No, I think you'd rather go away from home first. Like, you consolidate away from home if you give yourself an opportunity at home if you're still in the tie. You know, anything can happen. So I think definitely away from home is a bit as what most managers would want. Obviously, conditions and stuff away from home will dictate and refereeing and stuff like that. But usually with a home leg and you're still in the tie, you've a bit of an advantage with the crowd and stuff and could go to extra time and stuff like that. So definitely the way it sits would be favourable for Derry.
Yeah, the FAI Cup round of 16 draw was made this week. Derry drawn away to UCD. Suppose UCD have maybe been a wee bit like Derry this season, blowing hot and cold in different spells. That should be a really good game when it rolls around in mid-August.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting game, obviously, for the North West with William involved with UCD as well. You know, it's a big tie for them. Obviously, they're looking at playoffs and stuff like that's more important, but it's a free hit for them playing Derry. Obviously, Derry would have rather a home game. But again, you'd be expecting them to go to UCD and get the victory and push on the cup run because of their league form this year, they're not going to challenge for that. So an FAI Cup would be an added bonus at this stage for Derry.
Yeah, I suppose the standout tie in the last 16 of the FAI Cup, the Dublin Derby meeting of St Pat's and Shamrock Rovers. Rovers, I think it's fair to say, on course to win another league title. But in a cup tie, you just never know, especially in these big derby games where both teams are very familiar with each other. It's hard to know which way that'll go.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's a massive tie for St Pat's. I think we all assume that Shamrock Rovers are going to pull away and push on and win another league title. They look really, really good. They look really strong. So they're probably well ahead of the rest in terms of squad depth and continuity of squad, you know. So you'd expect them to push on the league. So St Pat's will be going all out in the cup tie to try and possibly cause a bit of an upset.
Let's move on to Finn Harps. They were knocked out of the cup at the hands of Bray last week. That's a disappointing one because last year the cup run to the quarterfinals really kept the season alive and they were ultimately beaten by Cork, but it did extend the good momentum heading into the second half of the season. So that'll be a disappointing one for Kevin McHugh and co.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Bray are a good side and by all accounts Harps were a lot better performance-wise last week, but again, they're still struggling to put the ball in the net and take chances when they get them. It's disappointing to go out of the cup for sure. I think Finn Harps needed that sort of wee cup run to get a wee bit of positivity around the place. I think there's 12 or 13 league games left and it's very difficult to motivate everybody within the camp when there's not a lot to play for bar trying to catch a couple of teams above you.
Yeah,
or not finish bottom. So it's a It's disappointing, but again, the Bray game was a difficult one for them.
And it is back to league action tomorrow night, away to Kerry. You touched on it there. The main objective for now, anyway, for Finn Harps will be to lift themselves off the bottom of the league table.
Yeah, hugely. It'd be extremely disappointing for Finn Harps to finish bottom of the league this year. Don't think it's ever happened. So, look, they'll be working hard. Obviously, the management and the squad will be playing for no contracts, looking at next season maybe already. Players are going to keep, players are going to move on, players that want to move on. So that's their motivation from now on in, obviously trying to get up the league a bit and salvage a bit of pride out of the season probably is important. So away to Kerry is difficult. We've seen that. The Kerry have always been difficult away from home, but they're only 3 points ahead of Harps. So a one for Harps brings them level, and it looks a lot more positive after that if they do get the three.
It does. It's been well documented that there are no easy games. Kerry will certainly be on the crest of a wave after dumping Shells out of the cup last week. So no doubt there'll be a massive spring in their step for the game tomorrow night as well. So it's a tough game away from home.
Well, it's a tough game. It is well documented. The first division, I don't think there's an easy fixture in it. Obviously, Cork are a bit ahead of the rest, but everybody else is well capable of beating each other. We seen UCD beat Harps well in Fun Park a few weeks ago and then went and lost 6-0 to Bray. So anybody can beat anybody, and Harps know that and see that. And unfortunately, they've been at the wrong end of some results, which were tight games and maybe a bit of the rub of the green or even more quality in the final third. They might have been a lot higher up the league and looking at the playoffs, but that's where they're at the minute.
Yeah, well, we'll have updates with John Drummy from kickoff at 7:45 tomorrow night here on Highland. The four bottom sides actually meet tomorrow night. It's Harps against Kerry and Treaty play Athlone. Elsewhere, leaders Cork City are away to UCD and Cove Ramblers host Bray. There is one top flight game tomorrow. St Pat's are at home to Dundalk, while on Saturday, Galway United host Waterford and bottom side Sligo Rovers welcome Drogheda to the showgrounds. Before we move on for a chat about your own Cockhill, Gavin, the proposed Finn Harps takeover, Freddie Gonzalez, it felt like it came in like a wrecking ball a couple of weeks ago, but things seem to have cooled a wee bit. The original meetings were postponed, and there seems to be maybe a bit more to getting the deal done than previously anticipated.
Yeah, it looks like it. I'm not sure if it was announced a bit earlier, maybe to get a bit of positivity around the club, or else they didn't realise the intricacies of a takeover with the way Harps are set up. But it looks like Harps are set up as a cooperative, and shareholders obviously have a say in well, it can be sold or not. And I think it was set up 30-odd years ago, so it couldn't be sold to a buyer. So obviously times have changed. The League of Ireland landscape has changed. So Finn Harps really need this, no, and they need it soon. So I'm not too sure of how long this will drag out, or if there's too many stumbling blocks, or will it fall on its face? Hopefully not. But they definitely need something to happen, and they need something to happen in the not too distant future.
Finally, Gavin, I would imagine just over a month away now, I suppose, from the National League for Cockhill, I'd imagine the preparation has really stepped up for this new National League campaign, gets underway at the end of August. Have you managed to get back training and add any fresh faces to the squad ahead of the new campaign?
Yeah, we've been back training now 2 weeks tonight. It's been fairly positive so far. The squad's been training well. They've come back in good enough condition. We've added Shane O'Gara from Strabane Athletic, Bart Wesolowski from Maiden City, and Shamey McLaughlin from Greencastle at the minute, and possibly looking at one more. We'll be happy enough where we're at, because we feel the boys deserve a chance at this level, the players that we have, and they're hungry for it. So we're looking forward to it. Obviously, it's going to be a test. It's going to be different for everybody, but there's an excitement building. So there is within the club and within the area, and crowds that we played friendly last Saturday, and probably the biggest crowd I've ever seen at a friendly of ours ever. So there's obviously anticipation and stuff. We placed our ban, which will be a really good test for us this Saturday as well. And we'll keep trying pushing on over the next few weeks to get ourselves ready for the start.
And you're in FAI Junior Cup action too shortly. I think it's a team from Dundalk you play. A run in that competition before you get into the National League would certainly give you a good footing heading into the third tier games.
Yeah, it's brilliant to have that to start. We play a team from Dundalk called Glenmuir United on August the 9th, which is a tough task because they're in the middle of their league. They play summer football or calendar football, so they'll be right at it. I think they've some ex-League of Ireland players in their squad as well, so they'll be right at it. The winner of that tie has the enviable task of playing away to Fairview Rangers the week after. So that's a massive tie between ourselves and Fairview. I think we're two favourites for the competition. So that's a huge tie. And then the winners of that actually got a home draw for the quarter final against a team called Coachford from Cork. So look, it's all to play for, and it would be great to get a wee run on it and get the latter stages, especially now for preparation for the start of the National League on 30th of August as well.